All right, so let's go to Proverbs 26:17. Great counseling verse. We'll kind of depart here and go to just one other that kind of ties in with this one. One that, boy, I have learned the hard way. I bet a lot of you have as well. If you haven't, you probably will. But I have violated this more than I'd like to admit. Okay, 26:17. Somebody read that. Like one who takes a dog by the ears, right? I've seen someone grabbed. Like what happens when you grab a dog by both ears? You're going to get bit, okay, and what else? Once you're in, you're in. You're committed, right? So when you choose to go all into that situation and you grab a dog by the ears, especially maybe not nice dog. Okay, dogs in Israel are, yeah, I don't know. In this day and age, they weren't like, oh, it's fluffy. It's like, no. So you're meddling with something that you don't want a part of. You're committed, and you just don't pull an arm out, because when you pull an arm out, that arm's going to be bitten off, right? It's likened to he who passes by and meddles with strife not belonging to him. The idea is when you jump into a situation, when you see strife maybe or conflict or something that doesn't involve you and you jump in, what happens? You're committed, right? You're emotionally in. You pop off and you make a statement and you're, yeah, that guy is an idiot. Absolutely, right? Well, now you're in that situation. And then, you know, Joe Bob, who you just told that his friend was an idiot, is going to go tell his friend that you said he was an idiot. And now that friend's going to come back to you and say, Joe Bob said, you said that I said that I was an idiot or whatever, right? And now you're in that situation, okay? There are places where, in the right type of circles, where you need to jump in a situation. If you're helping bring maybe resolve to a situation that needs a third party, an outside perspective, where that isn't gossip or what have you. But there are also times where, man, you can see something and go, you know what, I need to stay out of that, okay? This is good, especially in counseling, because when you sit down with people, be it in a formal, like, counseling center type environment or just with a friend, and you hear them share, this is what's happening, and I can't believe this. Can you believe this person, or whatever the situation may be? What is your tendency in that situation? When you hear from someone that you know and care about, and they say this, what is your tendency? Yeah, you state your opinion. Based on what? What they just said. What's the problem with that situation? It's very one-sided, right? Turn to Proverbs 18:17. Read that. Right? Is that not true? Oh, yeah, I heard from that person. They stated their case. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Well, the problem is I heard from the husband. I didn't hear from the wife. Or I heard from this guy. I didn't hear from the friend. Or, you know, I heard from that middle school student, but don't know what his parents said about that issue. Right? And all of a sudden, you've weighed in. You've given judgment. And you've said, so be it according to Mike. And you're like, oh, wait a second. There's a whole other side to this story. And you painted yourself in a really kind light. And now that I'm hearing from this other party, maybe what you said was not quite as accurate as I heard it, or maybe you positioned yourself in a way that looks a whole lot better than you are. So counseling nugget here is be careful when you weigh in and what situations you put yourself in. When you do, and you say, okay, I'm all in. I got both ears, right? I'm a part of this solution side of this situation. When you do that, make sure you hear both sides of the story and withhold judgment as long as possible, right? So you can listen to, you know, someone who's upset, and you can empathize with them and say, man, I'm sorry. I'm sure that's really painful. That's difficult. I'm so sorry that you're in that situation, without saying, you know what you need to do? That person is an idiot, or that situation's horrible, or you should tell your boss to, you know, whatever, right? Just be careful with that until you've heard all perspectives, okay? And I've done that again so many times where the situation seems so clear and so like that's clearly what's happening, and then all of a sudden you hear the other side and go, doggone it. Now I've got to undo the damage that I just did. I made it worse because I popped off at my mouth, okay? And again, persisters, black, white, right, wrong, highly opinionated people, we're going to get caught in this. Harmonizers, same way. Like, you just feel so deeply about this person, and you care so much about their feelings and where they're at and the amount of pain that they're in. You want to, you know, and then you go, oh, wait a second. That person's in pain too, or gosh, that's the rest of the story. Okay, so just be aware. Okay, so again, there are times in life you need to grab the dog by both ears. You've got to enter in. That doesn't mean avoid conflict. That doesn't mean that conflict's bad. But there are times that it's appropriate for us to get in, and there's times for us to say, you know what? You all need to deal with it, right? And often in our house, that's how it happens. One kid comes to us and says, my sister, blah, 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 blah. Have you talked to your sister about that?
Well, no.
Well, you need to go talk to your sister. You guys go talk. You go work it out, right? You're grown 8-year-olds. Figure it out, right? You're very mature for an 8-year-old. And then, you know, if that doesn't work, then we intervene. But we try not to play the referee card all the time. So we intervene at the last moments when it's appropriate. So, okay? Thoughts on that? Any of you done as I have done in that area? Dave, I see you nodding.
Mm-hmm. None of them realizing that he beat my mom for 12 years. Hmm. Like, but everybody got away from my mom because Tavi
right.
Really well, but there's
right.
Two sides to every story, and you can't just
blame yeah.
The one, you know.
Yeah.
Jaren Payne, and they're gonna say what they're gonna say.
Yep. Yeah, really good lesson in a very difficult situation. And divorces are the worst, right? Because that's how it all, that's the reason people are generally telling you what's happened is why. What are they looking for? Sympathy, sometimes. I want allies. I want people on my side because I want you not on their side, right? So yeah, so your dad shares or your stepdad shares the story in this fashion. So it looks like, oh, wow. I mean, fix your halo just a little. It's all, you know, and all of a sudden you realize, well, wait a second. You know, you've got issues on your side too. So I've watched in our office, you guys know Dave Obwald. He does this really, really well. I've watched him as a really good counselor and just a guy that's got God-given pastoral skills. He is really good at this. I've learned a lot from listening to him. I'll walk into his office sometimes and be like, rah! You know, about some situation. And Dave will say, listen, okay. Maybe this and maybe that, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm glad I didn't say to that guy what I just said to you then, right? So, there are people that I've seen that do this really, really well, and as a result, you know, have less wounds physically. They have less bites on their arms from dogs because of not doing stupid. So, okay, so you will use that often in life, right? Whether it's formally in a counseling center or just in life, you're gonna need to know that. All right, so tuck it away. And learn the lessons, unlike I did. I helped pay your dumb tax on that one, so you're welcome. Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do when one of your friends talks to you about your other friend?
Yeah. Well, here's the line for me, okay? Especially with gals, right? Just, I think women just tend to be a little bit more prone to the sin of gossip maybe than guys do. Not that guys don't, but that maybe as you put it on a balanced scale. The line for me of where is what's gossip and what is healthy conflict is, are you a part of the solution or not? So if your role in hearing your friends say, listen, this is what happened, if you're a part of, okay, I hear you, you care about this person, I care about both of you, I'm going to be a part of this to help fix this situation, then that's not gossip. That's healthy conflict resolution. Now, they need to know, listen, when you come to me, here's what I'm going to do with that information. Number one, biblically, I'm going to tell you to go to the source. You're going to go have this conversation with that person, okay? And I'm going to give you a deadline to do that. So have you told me, have you told them what you're telling me? Oh, no? Okay, you need to go have that conversation because you're frustrated enough to tell me, but you won't tell them. So biblically, that's not okay. So you say, you need to go have that. And then you ask them, have you done that yet? No? Okay, how about I arrange the meeting and I'll get the three of us in a room so you can tell her what you said about her or about the situation or whatever it may be. And if you do that and handle it biblically, you're going to get a whole lot less people saying, blah, they just feel the freedom to vent. People feel the freedom to vent because no one's going to do anything about it. They go, oh yeah, that sucks. Because it takes time, it takes energy, it's a pain, right? So but that's biblically where I've seen that resolve best, and I've got friends that do that well, and I know when I communicate that to them, I better be committed to the solution side of things because they're going to make me, because they care about me, finish that conversation. So that's been my kind of line. So, yeah.
Just with what you said a second ago when you went and talked to Dave,
mm-hmm.
and he helped you out, that sort of thing, but what you just said, you said go right to the source.
Yep.
So how do you...
Like I said, I've blown this more than once, right? So... There are times that I need to process, right? And that's a little bit different than like, it's not a, let me tell you what this guy in details did. It's like, I'm dealing with a situation. I'm super frustrated. I'm not naming names. I'm not throwing someone under the bus. It's, I've got to go deal with this and I'm emotionally charged. I need some feedback. This is what I'm planning on saying. And all of a sudden I walk out of Dave's office realizing, ooh, that's not what I should have said. So there's a bit of a difference, and I know in a guy like Dave, he's going to push me to have that conversation. And he's going to ask me a week later and say, how did it go? What did you say? What resolution took place? Because he values healthy conflict resolution. So there's a bit of a difference in my mind's eye. If you're gathering information so that you can go have the conversation, that's healthy. Now, that group of people needs to be extremely small let me tell all of you, right, and get one-on-one advice from every one of you, right? It's, who are the trusted people that I know that are really good at this, that I need some insight from? And they don't need to know names. They don't need to know certain details, right? So there's times when I think that's appropriate, but that's a fine line too. So, and I've screwed that up as well, right? And for the same reasons that everyone else does it, I've done it. So I can vent, so I can, right? And that's not necessarily okay. It's not okay. So let's make it black and white, not gray. It's not okay to, yeah. So does that make sense? So that's kind of how I look at it. And again, I'm expecting that person to be on the solution side with me, and I'm going to communicate that to folks that can. So does that make sense? So that was a very helpful line for me with the kind of the gossip solution side. Like if you're a part of a solution of a problem, that's healthy conflict resolution. If you're listening to someone just grumble, you know, that's no bueno. So, and I promise you, if you handle one of them right, you'll get the reputation quickly of, wow, they're gonna hold my feet to the fire on this, and they're gonna make me deal with this. You're gonna get a lot less, right? So, now, conflict resolution is messy, and it takes a ton of time, and that's why people don't do it. It's good, and the benefit is always healthy, long-term, but boy, it is not a simple process, and that's why people don't want to go through it. So, okay. So, for more on that, honestly, Dave Aubald is the best I know. So, if you guys ever need someone that's got sound, biblical, with the right pastoral heart, Dave is the best. So, cool. All right.